This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Mazzina Show.
Joe Mazzina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, please. Really? Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really do appreciate the time. You know, head up to the website, joemazzina.com, joemazzina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there, a lot to be involved with. Right? I mean, and you need to get informed. That's the biggest thing. You just need to be informed. That would make things so much different. Anyway, I got so much stuff I need to talk about. We'll just jump right in. What do you think of that? You know, that left-leaning mob that talks about tolerance and love and understanding and no hate and everybody's welcome, the big tent, blah, blah, blah. Really? Seriously? No. They don't mean that at all. You know they don't mean it. You mention God, Christianity, or anything along those lines, bang, you're done. And notice they never have. And I'm not saying you should. Not one negative thing about Muslims. Not a word. Right? I mean, seriously. And they're much more stern, staunch, whatever the words you want to call, than Christians are to a degree. Not a word. They talk a lot of negativity about Christians and about Jews mostly. And I guess that's okay. Look, there's no balance there. We all know that. It is, matter of fact, I'm sure the Titanic didn't sink because it hit an iceberg. I think it sunk because there were too many lefties on one side of the boat. That's what I think happened, right? They lean so much to one side, it's over. Anyway, an LGBTQ, ABCDEFG mob wants to cancel Chris Pratt because he's a Christian. No other reason. That's it. The cancel culture mob, you know, especially in Hollywood, can't have any of that God talk. Because then you take the God away from the producers. They're no longer God. Now, Pratt is a member of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He's also a devout Christian. And that's the problem for the activists. Their chief complaint is that Pratt attends church that holds to a biblical definition of marriage. So they're not mad that he's a Christian because there are Christian churches, or denominations, I should say, that say that the Bible specifically says it's okay for abortion, same-sex marriage, all the stuff that the Bible is totally against. James Gunn, the director of the first two Guardians of the Galaxy movies, he defended Pratt. He said, it should be noted that the church has never turned away anyone, and Pratt has never uttered a homophobic word. They don't care about that. Right? I mean, all the terrible, nasty stuff that a blameless pastor said about Americans, about white folks, that was okay. Gunn says Pratt will not be removed from the film series. However, the Walt Disney Company owns the Guardians film franchise. Their executives recently doubled down on their affirmation of the LGBTQ movement. That being said, Gunn says if Pratt is not part of the film franchise, neither is he. See, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way we should be acting. You need to stop supporting woke companies like Disney and AT&T and start supporting conservative Christian companies. Seriously. Gunn fired off the following response to one member of the mob calling for Pratt's dismissal. In his email, he writes, because of your made-up, utterly false beliefs about him, for something that someone else told you about him, this is what I keep telling you guys. This is what I don't want you to be. I do not want you to be a bunch of misinformed idiots that are out there fighting for us. Get the information. Because of your made-up, utterly false beliefs about him, for something that someone else told you about him that's not true, Chris Pratt would never be replaced as Star-Lord. If he ever was, we would all be going with him. I hope that's true. It's about time people start stepping up. Standing up and stepping up. So let's review. There's a mob of LGBTQ activists who want to destroy Chris Pratt because he is a Christian man who goes to church and the church he attends believe in traditional marriage. That means he's got to go. Sounds pretty good for a group of tolerant Hollywood. I can't finish that sentence. Right? I mean, seriously. I thought they were the loving group. The tolerant group. Right? The open group. Boy, they're not that at all. They're the confused group, honestly. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. TikTok, and I know these kids, or these people. TikTok bans Students for Life. That's right. Students for Life President Christy Hawkins was on a talk show. She said that the Students for Life TikTok account was shut down. The videos of her were posted answering pro-choice questions. Christian explained on the show that Students for Life used to just put their content on Instagram, but moved to TikTok as well to reach the younger generation. The reason for putting content on TikTok is that we want to reach those who are being targeted by the abortion industry. Yeah, can't have that. Their product is so good that they're worried about that it'll be knocked out easily. Show them in your house. Be back in a little bit.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing
soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously. Get informed first, then open your mouth. It's easier that way. All right. No, I want to get. We're just going to keep on these stories. We're not going to give up until we get them through. Anyway, we're talking about how TikTok banned Students for Life. Students for Life is a pro-life group that are on campuses all across the country, and I met with them years ago. Great group of people. And anyway. It's just amazing. This is such a double standard when you think about this. So they're putting out, they're having a discussion, they're putting out information on pro-life, right? I mean, if you think about it, who does TikTok target? Who's their biggest audience? These young kids. School and you know, college age, all the way through. And the abortion industry wants these people. They want them big time. So Kristen then went on to say that as a parent, she would not want her own kids on TikTok. But there's a lot of kids on there, and they have to reach that age group. Right? I mean, and again, it's not a double standard. And it's censorship, I guess, in every sense of the word. If people want to put raunchy, nasty stuff on TikTok, that's their business. Right? You don't have to watch these things. I don't have TikTok. I think I have that Instagram. No, I do have Instagram. And I'm flicking through there sometimes, you know. And I guess there's some TikTok and them are tied together to a degree. And some of the videos I go flying by, I'm just like, whoa, what? And some of these girls, they can't be 10, 11, 12. I don't even know. I mean, I've got granddaughters that are, what, 8, 9, or 8, 9, 10, whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, these girls are about as young, about the same age. What? Where's dad? Where's mom? Who's watching what they're doing? How do they get a $500 phone that has access to TikTok? Right? Now, I don't know if I want anybody actually banned from any of these social media platforms. And I mean that sincerely. I don't care what TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is. I don't want them banned. I want you to hear, first of all, I want you to hear what they have to say. I want you to see what they're putting out there, the nasties. Now, despite being sensitive, Christian Hawkins and Students for Life are still motivated to educate young people about the horrors of abortion and bringing people to a pro-life site. She went on to say, I'm upset that TikTok would do something so vile as taking down an account with basic science. Real simple. But we're not going to stop. It's not going to stop our mission. It is for life of reaching to those. And listen, she's right. This has to do with life. This has to do with maintaining, helping to maintain life. I don't see it any other way. And if you do, maybe we're not as connected as you think we are. How's that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I'd love to know what you have to say. Really do. Biden, God bless it. You got to love him to a degree. Joey B's statement that children belong to their teachers while out of school has drawn major criticism. But why? Why is this drawing criticism? We know this is what they believe. Yeah, you heard me. They believe our kids belong to them. Right? If they're not willing to listen to you about your kids, what's going on in school and all that, they do believe it belongs to them. Now, while at school, these kids belong to them. Strong criticism from conservative activists who are engaged in a major political battle across the country over parental rights. But see, this is good. We're winning seats because the Democrats are showing you, they're showing you exactly how they feel about where they're at. The president made the comments on Wednesday during a White House event honoring 2022 National and State Teachers of the Year. You've heard me say it many times about our children, but it's true. They're all our children. Now, in generality, normally that wouldn't bother me. Because I know my teachers or the teachers in my district, even the conservative ones, called those kids in her class her kids or her students. Right? And I get it. I get what they're saying. But when it starts going down to the point where you won't allow the parents to have input, and you call them your kids, we have a problem. That's kind of where my head's at. President made the comments on Wednesday during a White House event honoring the 2022 National and State Teachers of the Year. You've heard me say many times that our children, but it's true, they are all our children. And the reason you're the Teachers of the Year is because you recognize that. They're not somebody else's children. They're like yours. Ian Pryor, the executive director of Political Action Committee and Fight for Schools and a senior advisor for America First Legal, he called the president's comments appalling. Here's the thing, though. We, as right-wing whacktoids, as they think, you can't take everything and blow it totally out of proportion. You can't do it. It's not right. So when you hear them say stuff like this, you've got to couch this differently. It can't always be that, oh, this is appalling, I can't believe it. Look, first of all, the guy probably doesn't even know what he said. How about we start off there? He doesn't know who he's talking to, why he's talking, and what he said. So to call America the president's comments appalling, I would say more like concerning. And I would go on to say, does he mean this or does he mean this? Make them clarify. Make them jump all over so nobody else can make a way to save them. Right? You can compare that to that comment made back in 2021 by former Virginia gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe, in which the candidate said he didn't think the parents should be telling schools what they should teach. It's absolutely appalling. Now, if the president really means that, and he claims that he constitutional rights of parents to raise their children at the schoolhouse door are is wrong, then we got a bigger problem than you think. So again, you need to think this stuff through. You need to decide how you're going to fight this kind of thing. You need to decide how much time and effort and energy you're willing to put in, because many of you start off on these things. You go after these things, and then you give up after 2 months because you're not getting what you want. You're not getting what you believe to be truth. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Lots more after the break. Be right back.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says small businesses are driving the ongoing economic recovery.
These enterprises and entrepreneurs know that American economy is strong because America's small businesses are strong.
Opening a White House meeting on Thursday with small business owners, Biden said more needs to be done to level the playing field for small businesses by making larger corporations pay their fair share of taxes. Oklahoma's governor is expected to sign the Heartbeat Act after it was passed by the House Thursday. The pro-life bill prohibits abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, usually around 6 weeks of gestation. Wall Street closing much higher on Thursday. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 614 points to close at 33,916. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
That's one of my favorite. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I don't want you part of the problem anymore. I want you part of the solution. It's really that simple. You know, I love to do the more crazy stories during these times. Because I got all the time I want. I can have all kinds of fun with them. But there is so much going on out there, so much to keep up with. I was talking to you a minute ago about how, you know, TikTok, it banned students for life for simply speaking positively, right, about life. But you don't have to give your baby up for adoption. It's about life. I wonder how much of your tax dollars are going into the commercials. We're going into paying into some of these groups like Twitter, like Facebook and so forth, TikTok, to make them do stuff like this. And aren't they about the basic science? Because that's all they were talking about, is basic science. What is that baby at 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10, 12 weeks? Is it real or not? Anyway. And for those of you, yeah, they're talking about it by chat room right now, but for those of you who really, 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 really understand and believe, you know as well as I do that when it comes to Disney, I mean, Disney hasn't changed in the last month or year or 2 years. They've been heading in this direction for decades now. They just couldn't be as overt about it. Now they are because you're a racist, homophobe, bigoted pig if you say anything. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see what we got. Oh, yeah. So here's a TikTok mom who is what I always tell you guys, right? You go searching for what you want to hear. You people who go to church and you leave a church because it's against what you believe. But you really don't believe anything. Because if the pastor's teaching out of the Bible, you shouldn't leave because it goes against what you believe. You need to bring your mind, your thoughts, your lifestyle in line with what God's Word says. Not what you think it should say. Well, this woman decided I don't know the whole story because I only have a minute of it. But her son, I think her daughter or her son decided he was a boy or a girl. And she went looking for a doctor that would affirm that. And with the stories we've been hearing and we've been talking about now that they're actually coming out now, you have these doctors. I want you to think about something. If you're a mom or you're listening to me and you know somebody has a transgender child, do you really honestly believe that two 20-minute visits to a psychologist is enough to start giving your son or daughter hormone blockers? Do you really believe that? There are people that go to therapy for years to work things out. And now more and more kids are detransitioning. So you can't find that information, or you can't find it easily, because they don't want you to know about it. It goes against everything they teach you, everything they talk about. Seriously, don't let them get away with this. Open your mouth. All right, take a listen to this. This ought to be a lot of fun. Take a listen to this, Mom. Let's see what she has to say. Well, she's not going to say anything because I have to unmute her. What do you think? Let's see. There you go. Find the unmute button. Everybody's happy, right?
Pediatrician number 2. After I fired pediatrician number 1, I asked another mom of a trans kid who lives locally for a pediatrician recommendation, and she gave me one. Aside from incessant misgendering from her whole staff, she also said in front of my child that I needed to mourn the loss of my daughter in front of my 9-year-old transgender child. That's something you never say, by the way. In addition, she then refused to write a letter for his name change, stating the fact that he is too young to know himself and refused to connect with his therapist and his endocrinologist. She was the chief of staff at our local hospital. Not only was she disrespecting my son's knowledge of his own self, but she's also disrespecting me. Pediatrician number 2.
Look, I'm going to say it. People are not going to like it. A 9-year-old is too young to know himself, or herself for that matter. A 9-year-old is not able to make a decision, a life-altering decision like that. And if you think they are, you need to have some, we'll just say, you need to have some medication, not them. I don't know any other way to put it, right? And it's never, I know they all think you're attacking your child. You want your child to feel good. Do you want your child to feel good now or later on in life? I mean, I've got to ask you. You guys are all, we've raised a generation that's all for the moment. Everything's a momentary thing. Your son or daughter comes to you right now and says that this is the way they feel, but if you did your own research, you'd find out well over 90% of these kids come back to their born gender. Leave them alone. You don't have to beat it into the one way or the other, but leave them alone. Right? It's infuriating to think of how easy it is for some of you parents just to do what you think your kids, you so want them to be happy. I love this. I'll even go a step further with it. You won't even discipline them because you don't want them to feel bad. And then you raise that little brat that's running around the restaurant that doesn't sit down, that gets in my face. I'm not the only one that feels this way. You know, it's funny when I talk to some people and they'll say to me, you know, you're wrong. How come nobody else tells me this? And I'll tell you what I tell them. Because nobody else has the spine to tell you. Because everybody else wants to be your friend. First of all, you're not your child's friend. Okay? God bless. If you want to be a friend, however old your child is, of your little 9-year-old son or whatever, that's a problem. You need to be his mom. You need to be his dad, not his buddy. It's that simple. So anyhow, this stuff, it just infuriates me. Be a parent. Do what you're supposed to be doing. This is nuts. And I mean that sincerely. It's nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I want to do a bunch of little, for lack of a better way of saying it, little Joey B clips. Because the last day or two, man, he has been on a roll. Don't you think? I mean, totally not knowing where he is, switching subjects halfway through the conversation, and never really answering the question. And I don't think it's because he doesn't want to answer the question. I don't think he knows, you know, what the question is, right? And he was asked about the recession, the coming recession, or what have you. And here was his answer. This is great. Here was his answer. Take a listen.
A recession, given the GDP report today, showed a contraction of 1.4% in the fourth quarter.
Well, I'm not concerned about a recession. And I mean, you're always concerned about a recession, but the GDP, you know, fell to 1.4%. But here's the deal. We also had last quarter consumer spending and business investment and residential investment increased at significant rates, both for leisure as well as hard products, number one. Number two, unemployment is the lowest rate since 1970. A record 4.5 million businesses were created last year.
Sir, how concerned are you about?
I don't even know what to do with that. We talk about a spin. GDP falls. Who's putting out what? If all these businesses started, who's putting out what? How many businesses did you lose? You know, the numbers don't make any sense because even here in California, I know the number's bigger in New York City, but in California, 40% of the restaurants that closed aren't coming back. Those businesses are gone, jobs gone, revenue's gone, tax revenue gone, payroll tax revenue is gone. Where do these guys come up with these fantasy economics they come up with? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me. When we come back, we're going to do a broke brain Biden moment. I don't know what else to call it. That's it for me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give us a call, get involved, get engaged, and come on back.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Joe, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. I want you to be part of the solution. If you're not part of the solution, come on. You know the drill, you're part of the problem, right? And nobody wants to be part of the problem. All right, so we're playing a few clips of Joey B's. I'd like to say the best of Joey B, but oh my God, they're not even close. The stuff that this man comes up with. They let him go. How many of you want to bet that most of the time he's off script? Either they can't read it, or he can't read it, or it doesn't make sense to him, so he does something different with it. So here's Joey B having a momentary brain fade, but I don't think it's momentary at all. Let me see if I can get this thing to play.
Gains. We're going to accommodate. That will enhance our underlying effort to accommodate the Russian oligarchs and make sure we take their ill-begotten gains. We're going to accommodate them. We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy. kleptocracy and the guys who are the kleptocracies. But these are bad guys that will enhance our underlying effort.
It's I can't make a lot of fun of him because I do the same thing at times. Trip over words, what have you. But you see when he closes his eyes and he's pushing really hard to figure out what he wants to say, he's having issues at that point. You know it and I know it. He's having issues at that point. Right? And, I mean, seriously, somebody has to give him, I'm petrified to say this, because a lot of you want him replaced, but who's in line next? Right? When you think about it, it's the other cackling person. I mean, seriously. Hey, information just came out. Somebody said it to me, said it was just published within the last few hours. Most Americans don't want Title 42, do not want Title 42 or the migrants dropped off without input. 80% want migrants criminally vetted and health screened. 60% want the local government approved before drop-offs. And 75% want feds to inform local officials beforehand. It's the way it should be. I mean, your kids can't go to school without the proper vaccine, shots, and everything else. Why can they? Right? I mean, you got to think about this. Why? God, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And that way there, maybe, just maybe, you won't be part of the problem. All right, when we come back in the next hour, not now, but the next hour, don't get excited. We're going to talk about the, God bless, this stuff just drives me out of my mind. Another one of Joey B's nominees, Nancy Abudu, and she was an attorney with the Southern, Southern Law Pop. God, I'm doing the same. I'll get it later on. But basically, here she's been part of an organization that hates Christians, hates conservatives, hates Republicans, and yet Joey B, and I don't believe he did it. I believe that his team did it. I believe whoever's pulling the strings did it. And she's been an attorney there for years. And again, she doesn't believe in freedom of speech. She doesn't believe in any of this stuff. In her rulings and the things she said, we're going to play that clip. Or at least bits and pieces of it. Because I think you need to hear it. Some of you didn't catch it today. I get it. You got jobs. I got all of that. But some of the stuff you have to listen to. So you know what's going on. You know what you're up against. You know what you're fighting. And you are fighting a war. Whether you like it or not, you're fighting a war. 855. I can't stand this. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You remember a little while ago we did that little piece about the teachers? You kids belong to the state, in essence, they belong to the teachers. Well, what if I told you there was a kindergarten teacher? And I want you to think this through, though. A lot of these teachers are young, right? They're coming out of college, right? They're young. They're millennials or along that line. They perceive themselves as, you know, these social media or social justice warriors, if you would. At least that's what they believe themselves to be. And by the way, almost all of these are on TikTok. That's even the funniest thing about it. So, here you have these young teachers, like as I started to say, that really believe that they know better than you. They know your kids better than you. They know what's right for your kids. They don't really care what your religious beliefs are, because that doesn't... They don't see any relativity in that because they don't believe in them. Isn't it funny that whatever they don't believe in is truth, but if we don't believe in it, then we're, I don't know, we're some kind of phobe? Y'all know it's wrong. I mean, y'all, listen to me. Wow, what happened to that? You all know it's wrong. It is not the way it should be. And these are your kids. Do not let this stuff go. Push back, fight back, make a difference. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So let's have another earth-shattering moment, if you would, for a second here, because this stuff is going on all over the place, and you need to know about it. Do I have the volume up? Yeah, there you go. Let's see if it works this time, first time through.
So this one is about pronouns. Now I'm going to start with a preface that you should be talking to your students about pronouns. Everyone has a pronoun, and you shouldn't be assuming what they are. Just like you shouldn't assume what someone's name is, right? Like if I went up to you and I was like, hey, George, and you're like, no, my name's Kyle. And I said, no, it's George. And you were like, no, it's Kyle. And then I responded by saying, no, I can tell by the way that you look.
This person is teaching your child. Not only is she teaching your child, she's taking public funds to do it. She's supposed to be an educated person. Does she not understand? Your name is given. Right? This is what your parents, the people who gave birth to you, have decided what you're going to be called. Not Mother Nature. Mother Nature didn't decide your name. God didn't decide your name, and maybe he did, and gave it to your parents. I don't know. But think about this person. Think about this. All right. Got to have more of this.
Look, that you're a George. That would be ridiculous. And that's how ridiculous you sound when you assume people's pronouns. But I figure that anyone following my page already knows that and is already talking about pronouns with their students. So the real tip on how to be more
I think if you're following her page as a teacher, you also need to be checked.
Inclusive in your classroom is to stop calling them preferred pronouns. That's horrible. My pronouns aren't a preference. I don't prefer that you call me she, her. It's not a preference. It's my gender. Please respect it. They are my pronouns. They are not my preferred pronouns. They are my pronouns.
So that means they're everybody's pronouns, right? Any female is she, her. Not them, walla walla bing bang. It doesn't work that way. Okay? But I'm playing this because I want you to... She is in, and you know what I mean by she, there's many of them out there, she is teaching your kindergartner, your first grader, your second grader, your third grader. Is this really what you want them subjected to?
So in your classroom, just start calling them pronouns. Stop using the word prefer as if, you know, your gender's a pro.
If you're male and use anything but he, him, okay, they are a preferred pronoun. Anything else you use other than that is a preferred pronoun. Those are the real pronouns for you. If you are a male, not what you identify as, but if you are a male, it's he, him. If you are female, it's she, her. Okay, there's no difference. You can't just change it because you feel like it.
Preference. It's not.
She's so smart. I shouldn't even question her because she's so smart. This is the stuff that gets you in trouble. This is the stuff when you blow it off, shake it off, you don't feel like it really makes a difference, you really shouldn't make a big deal out of it, blah, 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 blah. Don't do that. Right? I mean, seriously, it's important. You need to make sure you know what's being taught to your kids. You need to make sure you're involved and engaged in what's being taught to your kids. Don't be your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Really, seriously, we're gonna take a listen to a little bit of the testimony from one of the judges that Joey B. put up, and you won't believe it. We'll be back in a few minutes.